Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the seventh in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Keeping Silence. The Bible message is from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 9. Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, "Keep silence and hear, O Israel. This very day you have become the people of the Lord your God." The late Father Thomas Keating, a pillar in the contemporary contemplative life, wrote, quote, "God's first language is silence," end quote. In the creation story told in the first verses of Genesis, the author describes God as speaking creation into being. For example, "And God said, let there be." This is the Word of God, the originating impulse for everything that is, and this Word continues to be spoken in absolute silence, and so we must be silent to hear it. I dare say the most common experience we have of God is silence. We ask a question in prayer and receive silence. We cry out in desperation and hear silence. We climb a mountain in order to connect with the divine and hear only a deep, vast silence. While there are some who occasionally report receiving an auditory message from God, for the vast majority of us, God is silent. Silence, however, is far from a non-answer, nor is it evidence of being ignored. If life grows out of silence, we know there is an awesome power residing within it. When a response to an inquiry of the divine is silence, it is an invitation to delve into a deep reflection on the question. Focused meditation is one way to receive insight. Sometimes, however, the formation of the response occurs subconsciously, as if in silence. I often find that insights come when I'm not actively seeking them, as I go about my daily activities. My third grade teacher, Mrs. Everett, told the class that we have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen more and speak less. It is trivial and cliché, perhaps, but important. One of the hardest lessons in a committed relationship is the inestimable value of strategically keeping one's mouth shut and listening. Obviously, to do so requires our willingness to be silent. The same is true in our relationship with God. Does our constant internal chatter combine with the drone of the world around us to separate us from a genuine experience of others, including God, in silence? I believe it does. In general, we are uncomfortable with silence. Indeed, it is hard to find a quiet place in which to engage with silence because we live in the noisy world. Extended periods of silence may seem like missed opportunities to catch up on the latest gossip, activities of friends and family, or entertainment. Most of us fear silence because of the uncomfortable vacuum it creates. Awkward pauses in conversation send our minds into overdrive, searching for something to say. Receiving the silent treatment from a partner can be agonizing. Silence is uncomfortable because it puts us in a situation of not knowing. Not knowing what the other is thinking, not knowing what to say, not knowing what we do not know. It creates internal tension with its unusual auditory void. The tension comes from our unfamiliarity with silence. We are forever describing our life experience in words, both to others and to ourselves. And those very descriptions separate us from the silence within which the experiences arise. We often confuse the silence of inactivity with the deep silence from which God creates. In other words, we cannot simply turn off the television and our mobile devices and expect to find silence. Silencing the noise from our external world is one thing. Silencing our internal world is the greater challenge. Striving only for external silence is like praying with one eye open. We are not fully committing ourselves to the depth of silence from which God works in and through us. It is through the latter type of silence that we find entry into the rich moments of our lives, being present to the creative potential and creating reality happening at all times and in all places. True silence provides a blank slate from which to co-create our lives with God, which is both frightening and exhilarating. Entering a state of internal silence is a skill we can develop with practice. A foundational tool is centering prayer, which is a method of praying silently. By keeping silence, as the author of Deuteronomy writes, we have the opportunity to experience God. Jesus referred to this as entering the kingdom of God. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.